We're still talking about the Apostle James, the son of Zebedee's. The Apostle James was the first to feel the hostility of Herod, and the next to Stephen's to win the honor of martyrdom in the early church, because the cruel death of James pleased the Jews. Herod seized Peter and threw him into prison, and so the two front runners of the church became the victims of Herod's newfound zeal. While James was honored by martyrdom under Herod, and Peter was spared from his cruelty, is one of the secrets of him who moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. After many years of witnessing, the best testimony of which was that of the jealousy of Herod and the delight of the Jews over his death, the tyrant's sword ended, a life laid on the altar. But James had no fear of those who could kill only the body. He was girded by the grace of God on every hand. Death could not separate the apostle from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. James was the first of that number to gain the crown, cheerfully taking the cup which they had told their Lord they were ready to drink. The Acts of the Apostles may not record one word James said or any act that he performed, but it does tell of his readiness to be offered as a sacrifice for Christ's sake. His ambitious daring distinguished his career, but hastened his death. His noble rage and fiery zeal thrust him into the forefront of danger and brought him his baptism of blood in the cause of truth. It was Herod the First who slaughtered the infants at the birth of our Lord. It was Herod the Second that beheaded John the Baptist. It was Herod the Third that executed James. Yet at every stage, the attempt to crush the cause of God failed miserably. The blood of the cross sealed the covenant of grace forever. The blood of the martyrs has been the seed of the church ever since. James would have us follow him as he followed his Lord, and to gather spiritual learning from all the New Testament records of his life and witnesses. Does he not teach us that fellowship with Christ transforms violence into vigor, self-seeking into sacrifice, lightnings into light? It was his intimacy with Christ and his faith in his power that made this son of thunder heroic, causing the halo of glory on his brow to become the crown of spiritual conquest. His character is well worth our most careful and prayerful meditation. When we read of James, we see the deep love and true fellowship which passes between James and his master, so often testified by all the Gospels. Here, too, was a disciple whom Jesus loved. The presence of this man and his sympathy comforted the man of sorrows. James is a man who made a great sacrifice willingly for Jesus Christ. He, like all the apostles, left everything, father, mother, houses, friends, to follow Jesus. James is a man whose character changed under the influence of Jesus Christ. At first, the two brothers are called Boanerges, noisy zealots who thundered against the evils of the day and denounced the hypocrisy who was in high places. A similar glance of the apostle is given when he seeks to call down fire from heaven on those who rejected his master. Philip changed slowly into a man of peace and silence. Fellowship with Christ had done that. His heart was calm within, He had learned of Jesus Christ to be meek and lowly in heart. He had found rest. Can we testify to such a transformation? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.